This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, how do you do, and what's cooking? What's new? In this hour of the DJV program, we're going to focus on what everybody else is focused on, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to everybody who's listening to the program. I hope things are going to be more... Well, we'll talk about New Year's next week. Let's talk about Christmas today and make it our match, shall we, if we are to look around and actually absorb what's going on today. A lot of people are feeling good about a lot of things, and that's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing to feel like there is something different going on. There is something different in the air. It's taken us a long time to sort of get here, that is, to feel this way. And I may be the only one. Although I think I can hear in your voice, Victoria. Jennifer's not here in this hour of the DJV program, but I think I can hear in your voice that you're feeling pretty good. I think you told me you were going to stay pretty much, you and Lewis were home, and that was it.
Yeah,
right, for Christmas Day.
We're going to attempt our first turkey, which sounds ridiculous to most people, but we've never made, we've never roasted a turkey. We're always at someone else's house who's done it.
Yes.
So it's going to be kind of our adventure together. And, we're going to open some presents with my parents outside today, and that's going to be it.
Why are you doing it today instead of tomorrow?
Because tomorrow's going to be raining, and so we have to be outside with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to try to do it before the rain hits.
Yeah. Does it spoil the mood to do it when it's not really the day? I remember as a kid, it used to sort of, when we didn't do it right on Christmas Day, it was, it didn't seem like it was real.
Lewis feels that way, too. My husband feels that way very much about, you know, all gifts must be opened on Christmas.
Right.
When I was a kid, I negotiated one gift to be opened on Christmas Eve with my parents, and so I had a presentation. I mean, it was a whole thing. So opening one gift on Christmas Eve, I'm used to. But yeah,
well, today actually marks the end of the Advent season. Do you ever have those little calendars, the Advent calendars, when you were a kid?
Open up
a different one every day.
And you get a different piece of candy.
Those are great. Miles did that this year. But I remember that was one thing that we sort of, when we were younger anyway, we did. But my wife, Tony, made sure that the kids, both Megan and Brendan, had these Advent calendars. Every single year you go through them, and it was fun to just open every day. And that was almost enough for Christmas. They felt like they were getting presents, even though it was just a picture or an image of something. And I think that points out how really Christmas can be, needs to be, and is with some people. It's an image. It isn't a thing. It's teaching that imagery of peace and good things and fun. You don't always have to have a tangible, it's like a toy in your hand. Just look at it and use your, if you're teaching your children to use their imagination, which hopefully you are, then that sometimes is good enough. The excitement of the day and whatever you can do with friends, it's a little stunted this year for sure. But at any rate, the Europeans believe that at midnight tonight, animals briefly possess the power of speech.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Daisy
really could say, "Hey, mister, you're not giving me the treats I like."
she's getting a pretty good life going for her.
I'm sure.
She's all right. It might have been the traditional approach with the association of the ox and the ass in the nativity scene, remember? Gave rise to these superstitions. The concept of talking animals probably is pagan. Most of the stuff, and people don't want to hear this, but Christmas is a pagan holiday.
I mean, I admit I don't know much about paganism, but why does it get such a bad rap?
Well, because it's anti-Christian in there, because it stands for the its belief in more than one God, if you will, more than one idol. And therefore,
so it's not unlike whatever the Egyptians were, or
Well, the Middle Easterners were pagans in the minds of the early Christians anyway, because they didn't believe what they believed. And, you know, in light in that first 1,000 years of Christianity, a lot of people, once the idea took hold, a lot of people were killed because they didn't believe. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, we've got a little of that going on in China right now.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, probably a few other places as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so in Europe, there's also a belief, Victoria, that cattle rise in their stalls at midnight.
You have to sneak out and watch your cows.
I do have to go out and do that. Yeah, I never thought about that. Anyway, there is a certain Christian significance to this for sure. Number of pagan and supernatural beliefs that are connected to Christmas, especially Christmas Eve. If you go to Scandinavia, it's believed that the dead revisit their former homes on Christmas Eve. So there's that to contend with.
That's apparently
well.
Where Dickens got the idea for to write A Christmas Carol, is that on Christmas Eve, spirits can come back and communicate, and that apparently, you know, we talk about this with on the night before Halloween as well, or on Halloween, that the veil between the worlds is very thin, and it allows, you know, people, it allows the dead to come back and communicate. Mm-hmm. In certain countries, it's kind of an interesting, I never knew this until yesterday, just doing some research on it. In certain countries, they believe so heavily that the dead come back to their houses that, you know, much like Passover, a lot of families will leave an empty chair for a former resident of the home to come and sit and dine, this is a little bit creepy, but the next morning they check for spots of dirt on the chair, and so if there's dirt there, they take it seriously, so they'll check for dirt to see if someone has risen from the grave to come visit the house.
It's kind of like me every morning. I go downstairs and check for a little mice poop because they come in and visit. They seem to this year be very interested in checking everything out. I can't tell you how many I've caught sent them to their next beyond. All right, so that's there are Christmas mouses around, right? There are Christmases. There are Christmas mice around.
Aren't they in one of the Christmas stories?
I think so. Yeah, that's what I mentioned.
Right,
Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the Puritan holiday ethic that has become Christian. In 1659, the Puritans outlawed Christmas in Massachusetts. It didn't really become a state holiday here in Massachusetts till 1859. So
you would think the Puritans would be on board with that,
right? Well, they were really a strange bunch, frankly. They're beliefs and what they were, the Puritan. I mean, that word certainly applies to them for sure. I was thinking about listening. But, you know, last night I turned on the television for a little while, and Garth Brooks and his wife Trisha Yearwood were doing a live sort of Christmas thing. It was the most charming, the most
fun. Aren't they
fun.
The cutest couple?
They were just they were. It was in some place in their home, and this was a CBS live thing. And there were a couple of producers who were in the room. They were taking requests. People had iPads and iPhones, and they were getting listeners, watch viewers to, you know, send in stories. How do you like this song? And what can we play for you? What can we sing for you? And they were wonderful together. I laughed. I smiled.
Yeah.
I felt really it was just warm and fun. And that's the kind of stuff that I think people, if you can get a rebroadcast of it somehow. There must be some. There's probably streaming today.
Actually, what you saw was a rebroadcast.
Oh, really?
Because I have that recorded from last week, I think.
Oh,
but
really?
I think it was so popular that they had to re-air it because I saw a lot of buzz about it on social media. People really just loved it and missed it and wanted to see more of it or see it again.
Yeah. Where is there snow today? I have a lot of snow here, but it's going to rain. And it could be in the 50s tomorrow here.
Yeah,
I'm driving
here
to Pennsylvania, and it's supposed to be wild and windy and rainy, but the snow will be pretty much all gone across the Northeast. But there is that we've had a run up to almost white for Christmas here. I'm thinking about
apparently there's
Christmas.
A big blizzard in the Midwest right now that's heading east, but I don't think it's going to actually make it all the way.
No, well that's the part of the rain they're going to sort of collide, but because the warm temperatures coming up from the south, it becomes rain instead of snow. I was talking to somebody in Iowa last night, and they were getting it big time. And so, that's hello, Merry Christmas. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. I think that's the byword this year because most people are not going to be home for Christmas. They are not going to be able to travel and enjoy. Maybe you'll do a little FaceTime here and there. Although I feel, Brendan and I were talking about this yesterday, everybody's wearing out on FaceTime. Because they, it's better than not having it, I suppose. But all right, let's see who's putting coal in whose stocking. A lot of pressure on Mitch McConnell to give in to the president's demand that we have $2,000 stimulus checks. Apparently, Trump said something to Pelosi. And that made them, you know,
well, I don't know if he communicates with Pelosi, but during his recorded video that he made on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
It was, yes, yeah. Even apparently to his advisors who had all gone home for the night. Right. So, which, you know, typical Trump style.
He's got a mind of his own.
Yeah, so, but he has said that the $600 thing was disgraceful, including the rest of the bill, and everyone seems to agree with him. Bernie Sanders came out yesterday and said, look, this is a bill I sponsored back in June that was supposed to give $2,000 payouts. He agrees with the president, Nancy Pelosi agrees. Everyone is on board. A lot of Republicans are on board with this, too. It really is just going to all come down to what Mitch McConnell is willing to do.
Who the hell is he to sit in judgment or guidance or any of those people?
You know,
Harry Reid was exactly the same as a Democrat. He too, he played these same games. I'm in charge, and you're not.
They play God, and it's
screw them. That's not very.
And
Christmas-y,
the American people are the only ones who are
getting the
suffering.
Shorts. Yeah, exactly. Speaking of that, it looks like there are some now close-in research. Not papers, but examinations of the Pfizer COVID vaccine. I was told last night I could get my shot next week, and I'm interested to see if that actually happens. But there are some allergic reactions to this. 8 people have received the vaccine, and they have, you know, apparently it's because the mRNA?
Yeah.
That's Moderna also is doing the same sort of thing. I said to a doctor I was talking to yesterday that I thought I would wait until the immune enhancer came out, and he said, no, I don't think you're probably, you know, you have a strong immune system. You probably need to have some of this stuff in your body to build up antibodies. And so that's, most people who are healthy are going to be okay. But apparently there's a polyethylene glycol molecule compound in this thing. It's never been used before in an approved vaccine, but it is in a lot of different drugs, and so it does on occasion trigger anaphylactic shocks. I had somebody, I was on a certain statin and a blood thinner, and pulmonologist gave me something to use on a little bit of a phlegm problem I had, and come to find out, it gave me headaches. So sometimes these drugs, even though they research them, they don't know. There's so many drugs, and there's so many, you've got to do research on each one of them. How does it, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of drugs. So it's really important in a general sense. If you go to the doctor and you're on some drugs, and it's a new doctor, you better tell them what all of them are. Otherwise,
and supplements, too. People forget about supplements, but there are a lot of things. Like if you're on turmeric, that can affect how thin your blood is. Like there's so many things that people don't think about because they think, oh, well, it's over-the-counter. It doesn't count.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. You're right about that. Here's something else that counts. Having a clean nose and really be healthy for the holiday this next week. Everybody's going to be doing a lot of stuff, even if you're away from many of the loved ones that you want to be with. You're still going to be around some people, and you want to be as healthy as you can. So eliminate that sinus congestion, the allergens, all the airborne stuff that has made many of our American friends pretty sick this past year. What you need to do is go to Navage. I'm going to spell this out for you, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. And if you do this, what is it, twice a week? Is that what they recommend? Something like
you can
that.
Do the Navage Challenge, which is twice a day for about a week. Yeah, and then that makes just a huge difference. I did that, and it's a game changer.
All right, breathe easier, feel better, be better with Navage, Navage.com. That's a good maybe late Christmas gift. That's what you can do to maybe ward off some of these viruses. 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I have a story for you, Victoria, and for everybody who's listening. A number of years ago, I was approached by a music promoter to entertain a lady, having a young lady on my program who was just starting a musical career. And I said, sure, why not? I think it was Christmas time, as a matter of fact, and I can't remember how many, maybe 13, 14, 15 years ago. But I remember her because she was bright, she was fun, she was just, she was great to have on the air. And then she sent me a mouse pad with her picture on it and some of the songs, and I thought, okay, this is pretty smart. Her name is Whitney Wolanin. She was born in Albany, New York in 1990. Her mother is a retired teacher. Her father is a businessman, had been involved in lots of athletic pursuits. She went to high school in Fort Myers. She graduated from Vanderbilt University about 10 years ago. And during her time there, she is in a comedy group. She's been singing off-Broadway. She's really just kind of been on top of what might be a very good music game. I think it may have been 2004 when she began recording. That may have been when she was on this program. And so she released an album in 2005. There were mostly Motown covers on it, a couple of singles, a song called Good and It Takes Two. And then she has done some Christmas tunes, like this song. This is a cover of Run, Rudolph, Run. She also has a wonderful cover of Frosty the Snowman. Let's listen to a little of that, though, shall we? I just kind of like this energy, don't you, Victoria? It's really kind of...
Yeah, I like the up-tempo Christmas stuff, yeah.
Right, yeah, I do too. Yeah. So she's done... Oh, let's listen to her version of this. See how she does on the piano. Got a big voice for a youngster, right?
How old was she when this? I just looked this up. It looks like she released this in... No, this was from 2013. Yeah, her Christmas.
Yeah, all right, so she would have been out of teenagerhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, she's done a lot of Christmas tunes. Is this an album? Christmatology? Christmasology? I think there are a number of Christmas songs in there. And she's, let's see, we did Run Rudolph Run. This is Frosty. How about her version of Silver Bells? Want to try that one on, Phil?
Silver Bells.
Number three, when it was released in 2014, number three on the Billboard charts. So she's had a lot of consecutive chart appearances, I think six in all. But yet nobody's, I don't think she's been talked about as much as she should be, frankly. There are a lot of people who have a tough time making it because of the, you know, the way the music business is.
Oh, but it's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and so she had a lot of support from her family and people who know the music business, but she's gone on, as I said, into acting as well, been in some plays and that sort of thing. But still has an impact at Christmas time, I think, especially on the charts. And I'm looking at some of the other things that she has. I just wanted to tell the story. It's a good Christmas story. And so you look at the things that she's released. 2016, something called Never Said No. Forever came out in 2014. So if you're interested in somebody who's different, maybe what you do is you go to her website, Whitney Wolanin. It's Wolanin. Not only for her Christmas songs, but some of the other things that she has done. A lot of chart history, actually, when you look at all of the things that are part of her discology. I love that word, don't you? Discology. That's it. So, I guess a Merry Christmas is in order here from young Whitney Wolanin, who's here on the DJB program singing and making us feel good about Christmas at 28 past the hour on Christmas Eve.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a new strain of COVID-19 has been discovered in the United Kingdom, Assistant HHS Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir on Fox says the current vaccines will be effective and not to worry.
We have every reason to believe, lots of scientific reasons to believe that it will work because the vaccine goes against many parts of that spike protein, not just the one, but it will be within a matter of days that the scientific experiments will definitively prove that. Probably not going to be within the next 24 hours, but within the next matter of days. But again, we absolutely expect there to be great vaccine coverage against this strain and the many of the other hundreds of mutations that are out there.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets that hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, wounding Iraqi civilians this week, came from Iran. A photo posted by the president showed three unexploded rockets with Iranian markings and warned the regime of further attacks. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump continues his presidential pardons this week. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Ray, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Less Americans are taking to travel this holiday weekend. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
After the hour here on Christmas Eve, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this hour of the program. We're celebrating with all of you, thinking about what, and not in a negative sense, but what will be different for you and your family this year as things are obviously changing. I was listening to the Carpenters. I'll be home for Christmas. They kind of a syrupy, saccharine thing, but it was good Christmas stuff.
I know you love them, but I find all their music to be so depressing. And to hear them singing I'll Be Home for Christmas, I think I just want to drive off the road. I mean, I just can't even imagine. Gosh,
there's the Grinch right there. Female Grinch, Victoria Keelan. Yeah, there she is.
I guess, yeah.
The Grinch, you stole Christmas. So the Christmas movies that are around, and with that in mind, I was thinking about all the MGM, because there's a story floating around today that MGM wants to get out of the business, sell the studio, sell all of its assets, sell the film library. You know, the whole thing is worth billions of dollars. They are the ones that produce the James Bond movies. So I wonder what is going to go, you know, what happens with that? Who's going to, I hope Disney.
Oh, you know who's going to, it'll go into a bidding war. And one of the streaming services, probably HBO Max, because they've got the most funding, they'll probably end up buying all these properties. And everyone who's a subscriber to HBO Max will be able to see the whole collection of Rocky and the Hobbit trilogy.
Production in the future, though, because now, you know, the Bond stuff will continue. The Rocky pictures are in there. The Pink Panther movies, the Hobbits, all of that stuff is in there. And then there's a ton of TV series that have been made there and belong to the studio. But because of COVID, they haven't been able to make any movies. Now they're going back. A lot of movie production has started back up again. But still, I was talking to somebody last night who kind of really knows what's going on. And she said to me, it may be first quarter, second quarter, it may be late spring before things kind of turn back into some normalcy. Mm-hmm. And there may be a huge number of people who over the next couple of months take that long and winding road to the next beyond. Because this is the winter time, more people, they get sick anyway, regular flus and colds. I hadn't even thought about it this way, but many more people are sick in the winter time than they are in the summertime.
Right.
So, we're going through all of this stuff, and I don't want to, it's Christmas, so let's not talk about it. At any rate, there are a lot of people who have, I think what I'm trying to urge people to think about, is I always do the night before Christmas and all through the house. Somebody sent me a variation. This woman says, I hope you're going to do your night before Christmas. What do you think of this? And this is what she wrote. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the hood. Not a creature was stirring. It was quite quiet as wood. When all of a sudden, as I was counting sheep, the dog went ballistic and kept me from sleep. Now, Baxter, now Con, I said in a rage, if you don't keep it down, you'll be sent to your cage. But the barking continued, then they scratched at the floor, and I began to wonder what could make them so sore. So I gathered my courage, I spied through the door, and you'll never believe what gave chase on all fours. Rudolph is one thing, I believe in the elves, but if I hadn't seen this, I would not believe it myself. And then there's a picture of her dogs. It kind of reminded me of you, actually, and your dogs, and what can they get into? What kind of nixy nooksy stuff can they get into with a tree or decorations, things like that? I wonder. We were talking to Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, about Christmas, and I said to him yesterday, because he's always said this every Christmas for, he's been on this program for decades. And so I said to him, I didn't actually ask him a question. I said, okay, no, 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 right? And he said, no, 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 yes, yes, yes. So he said, this year, because there are so many dogs that are in need, that he was going to back away from what he used to say about not getting a pet, a new dog or cat or something at Christmas time, because there's so many who need. And there are people who are, there's not the kind of activity because families are just not getting together. So he thought it would be okay to get a dog for Christmas. So what are your dogs doing? You've got one that the second dog wasn't with you last Christmas, right?
No.
This is the passing of the other one. So
So Chester is our new guy. We got him. We started fostering him in March, and then the whole world shut down. So and then we fell in love with him. So this is his first Christmas. Mm-hmm. And luckily he doesn't seem to care about the tree or the presents or anything. I had some candy hiding in Lewis's stocking, and so he got up on all fours and pulled the candy cane out. But that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I just think that's the sort of stuff. There are some rituals that people are going to miss this year. Are you thinking about some? And I'm not trying to be moral. I just think it's worth thinking about what the alternatives are, because so many people say, No, I mean, think about what you can do instead of what you've always done. Maybe that's the
make a new tradition.
Lesson here. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's exactly where I was going with this. So what's your new tradition? What are the sacred ones, first of all, that have been hard to realize that you're not going to have them? They have sort of, you had to give them up.
Christmas Day, we always have dinner with my parents. So, and our family's small. It's just my parents, my brother, his wife, and Lewis and me. So it's just the six of us. And we open presents and we have dinner. And, my mom likes to do a nice, sit down dinner. So obviously all of us will miss that. But, we've always had to travel on Christmas Day. So we're kind of excited to just wake up and have breakfast and open presents together, and we don't have to go anywhere. So it's actually, we're really looking forward to it. And we have other friends who are couples who are, saying the same thing. We don't have to lug the presents over to so-and-so's house, It's we can do everything in our PJs, and it's kind of fitting for 2020 because everyone lives in pajamas anyway now, so it's kind of the perfect way to end the year.
You know, it's funny you say that. My friend and our consultant, Mike McVeigh, teases me. We have usually are on the Zoom once a day or three or four times a week anyway, and it's usually right after I get off the air or within an hour or so of me. I'm still doing my work, and I'm usually always in the bathrobe. Very rarely have I gotten dressed. So we, you know, we talk with some big time radio people. So we zoom into conferences, and I'm in my bathroom.
Sure, that bodes well for the show.
Well, and what it does is give people a sense of, okay, this is a real guy, and he's not trying to put it on. This is, you know, the focus ought not to be on me, but on the program and its contents. It's not about me. So what difference does it make whether I'm in a bathrobe or whether I'm in my pajamas or whether I'm in street clothes or farm clothes or whatever? That shouldn't make any difference. Yeah, there are people who are judgmental, for sure. But, you know, I think if you really get it, you really kind of get it. So the other thing I was thinking about are all the soldiers. You know, we always think about them at Christmas time and where they are and what they're doing. Hunkered down in some, you know, Afghanistan is a miserable place. Didn't we get most of the soldiers out? I think there's like 6,500 left there, if I'm not mistaken. But
I'm not sure the number. Yeah, I'm not sure about the number, but the new defense bill, Trump vetoed it, but it doesn't really matter because it won by such a big majority that it's basically unvetoable. So, and that limited his power to withdraw troops. So he was pretty furious about that. That was his Twitter rage was going on Tuesday. I'm not sure how many troops are left. I know he wanted to pull them pretty much all out before he left office, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well,
but you're right. And we all, I always think about all of our troops wherever they are at Christmas time, especially. And this year with COVID, you know how so many often, you know, whether it's Ellen or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel or any of the, you know, more, or Good Morning America, there are a lot of the TV shows, the Today Show is big on this too. They'll surprise families by bringing service members home. And that can't happen this year because of COVID and travel restrictions. So it's an extra stressor, I think, having COVID be, you know, such a big factor, and it's tough to miss military family members already. Warren Eckstein, since you mentioned him, our pet expert, he posted a picture yesterday of a military Christmas tree. It was a beautiful tree. It was a gorgeous Christmas tree. It had all American flags on it, and it had combat boots all the way underneath. Like, instead of a tree skirt or presents, it had combat boots all the way around it, and each set of boots was to commemorate a person in the family who is serving somewhere outside of the family, you know, outside of the country right now. And I thought it was just a lovely reminder that, you know, our loved ones in so many families are not with us right now.
I think that's how he got started, if I'm not mistaken.
He was in the military, yes.
And he started training dogs, and I think that's kind of where all of this came from. And now he's probably the foremost pet expert in the country. You can check his show out every weekend on many of these same stations, the pet show, Warren Eckstein. Speaking of stars of shows, I don't know if you saw this, Maria Bartiromo. I never can pronounce her name.
I know.
Bartiromo. Bartiromo. Anyway, she's been, I've been around her a couple of times. She's an interesting character. But this week, the story isn't about her necessarily. She was supposed to do an interview with a guy named Dennis Organ, who is the new CEO of Chinese-owned Smithfield Foods.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out that the person who was there wasn't this guy at all. He smoked him. This guy, Matt Johnson, who runs this is an animal rights group called Direct Action Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So he posed as the guy. Now imagine this is on a network television program. He gets
That's quite a stunt.
Posing as the leader of this giant Smithfield Foods company that's been taken over by the Chinese. And he starts dissing on factory farms, like the ones that are all operated by Smithfield. And he talks about how they're breeding grounds for future pandemics, which I find very interesting because the Chinese are responsible for the current pandemic.
Oh, well, think about swine flu, avian flu, like all all those different pandemics.
He said to Maria, "The company that I run is a petri dish for new diseases."
She must have been very confused.
Well, she was, I guess, until, you know, sort of, she is, if you look at some of the videos, she's rolling her eyes at some of the things that he's saying. And I think she realizes, although at first she didn't suspect that she was being pranked, she admitted at the end of the program that she was duped by these. But, you know, these people all have producers. And they
someone should have Google image.
Somebody's
the
lost
real
their
guy,
job over that one,
like.
I guarantee
oh, yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's gonzo. But anyway, what pointed out for me, Marie is kind of a hack for, you know, the system and big companies and stuff. She's always been a hack for that sort of thing. So,
I don't know how she went. There was an article this week about her. I forget where it was, but she's gotten a lot of attention, not great attention lately. But, you know, she was a very well-respected financial journalist. All of my years growing up and my parents watching CNBC, she was on and doing The Closing Bell, I think, was the show.
She sold out. She became very political.
And she has almost, like, sacrificed her career. And she's a very unapologetic Trump supporter and apologist, right. I don't know. It's a dangerous thing to do, you know, to just give up on your financial career.
If you change your
side
stripes,
with one person,
and this was the Smithfield and the Chinese, probably. Although, you know, she was trying to puff them up. They really ought to be taken down because Smithfield was bought by the Chinese about 3-4 years ago, and since then they've taken all the good pork out of this country, brought it to China, brought their crap back here, ground it up as sausage. I mean, the stuff that's coming out of that company. And then, not to mention the COVID problems they had themselves, which some people now speculate could have been because of the meat they brought over here from China. That's how it may have started in their plant. So think about that for a minute or two as you're having your sausage. Hopefully, you know what? Make sure you're using Jimmy Dean sausage or whatever. There are a couple of organic brands of sausage, regular sausage, chicken sausage. But
Applegate
just stay away
Farm
from
is a good organic
yes.
brand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Stay away from Smithfield products no matter what, because it's just more of the Chinese garbage. And the fact that we let them buy their way in here is a travesty. It'd be interesting to see if that changes, if there are new, harder rules under the New World Order. 47 after the hour, Merry Christmas time from the DJV program. This is Christmas, then it's New Year's, and then it's, I'm going to have to lose some weight. That's what you're thinking, but wait, if you will. WAIT for the WEIGHT. Lose that weight. Think about it now and choose Calitrin. As the program, you know, we'll all talk like we every year do New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to stop smoking. Nope. Wait no more. Go to toploss.com right now while you're thinking about it. Get yourself and your family onto this program. And you know that you have to lose weight. You know you don't want to be somebody, you know, it's nice to pack on a couple of pounds or maybe more than that in the wintertime because it feels good. And certainly through the last 6-8 months, we all wanted to feel good. So we're eating a little bit more than we might like, especially that pizza and pasta, because those are great feel-good foods, but they pack on the pounds. So if you want a new idea, you've tried a lot of other weight loss programs and products, go to toploss.com, get on the program, take it consistently, stay in touch with your personal consultant, that's what you can get there, and then, you know, just glow in the results. 45-day guarantee. If you haven't started losing weight in 45 days, get your money back. That's how it works. Fast shipping, too. So go online to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV. You'll be able to get the 2-for-1 deal for Christmas and free shipping. DJV is the code at toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Well, this may have been one of the best years you've ever had. Some people will tell you that as we get to the end of the year. At the end of the week, every week, we take Tech Talk and review the top five tech stories of the week. There are a lot of different things. People say to me, Victoria, there's so many different things that you do on your program. I was looking at the DJV download for today, talking about home prices and J-Lo and A-Rod and all of that sort of stuff and Christmas traditions, all that stuff. Is part of, and we talk about these things in general, but specifically, we take this time to go through the top five of the week technology stories. Victoria Keelan researches, so we got the Queen up in number five position as we work our way to number one. Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So Alexa is hooked up with Queen Elizabeth this year for her Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to replay it if you miss it on Christmas Day. And it will start on Christmas at 3 p.m. GMT, which is 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And if you just say that phrase, Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message, then you will be able to hear Queen Elizabeth broadcasting her traditional message. This time, it's actually for the first time because she and Prince Philip are not traveling. Normally, they're at their country home in Sandringham. So this time, they're actually staying put at Windsor Castle. So that's where she'll be delivering her speech from. And as you might imagine, this year, her speech will probably include some, you know, messages about COVID and commenting on, you know, what a rough year it's been for so many people around the world, but she always offers, you know, messages of hope and unity, and it's, you know, as you and I know, Doug, we're both kind of Anglophiles, so it's such a big tradition for the UK to listen to her Christmas message, and so This year, she's going high-tech. Amazon says, after a challenging year, millions of people from across the Commonwealth will be eagerly awaiting Her Majesty the Queen's message on Christmas Day by creating this world-first innovation, just as we did in 2012 with the release of her speech on Kindle. We hope that even more people will be able to enjoy her uplifting words. So even the Queen is high-tech this year. Everybody's into tech.
Number four, members of the Space Force and what they're going to be called going forward.
Mm-hmm. This week, Vice President Mike Pence made an announcement at an event celebrating the Space Force's one-year anniversary, and he says that the members of the United States Space Force will officially be called Guardians. And the organization traces the name Guardians back to an old Air Force Space Command motto from 1983, Guardians of the High Frontier. And so a lot of people said, oh, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy. It wasn't. Guardians of the Galaxy probably got their inspiration for the name from the 1983 Space Command motto. And so they're pulling different astronauts from NASA. They've got, this is a military branch of the Air Force. So it'll be interesting to see the kind of things that they do in the future. A lot of people speculated about what the incoming Biden administration will do with the Space Force, and it looks like they are not changing anything. They're moving forward with exactly the way that it's set up right now.
Number three, Verizon's nationwide 5G can be yucca bunga.
That's true. The Verizon's new nationwide 5G network is reportedly slower than its slower than its former LTE network. So here's the deal. If you are, PC Magazine did a lot of tests on this. Depending on where you are in the country, if you find that your phone, when you look down at your phone, if it's not staying in 5G, you may actually want to just turn the 5G off and stick with the LTE because you will find faster speeds. But again, it just depends on where you are in the country and what your service is like.
All right, number two, what are the cable companies doing for you that you might be able to do for yourself?
Well, this week, this was sort of a big one that a lot of people don't realize, but check out your next cable bill, and if you're still being charged a $10 or $15 rental fee for your router or cable modem, call them up and say, this is illegal, because it is. Starting last Sunday, on December 20th, this became illegal for them to charge you for a rental fee for the modem or the router. So heads up on that one, you can save 10 to 15 bucks a month.
And you don't have to go buy your own either, by the way. And if you buy your own and then you call them up for service, they may refuse to give it to you because it's not their, they may charge you for it because it's not their router. Have that in mind.
Correct.
As well.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
All right. Okay, number one this week in the top five tech story department, Google and Facebook. We all know they're a bunch of creeps. Here we go.
Well, this was obviously the biggest story of the week. Prosecutors have accused Google and Facebook of forging a pact to help defend each other against antitrust complaints.
I'm sure we're all shocked to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, they've had, apparently this is an unredacted complaint. The deal was given the name Jedi Blue from, like, Star Wars. So, obviously both parties deny this, and they say that this is, this is just an antitrust suit that's coming at them from this started in Texas, and Republican attorneys general are coming at them. So we'll see where it goes, but may go nowhere, but I don't know. I think the end result is they want to break up these companies, but I don't see that happening.
Top five technology stories here for your listening and dancing.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Pfizer.